And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 25th of May, 2013. It's the birthday of the poet Theodore Rethke, born in Saginaw, Michigan, 1908. Grew up working with his father and uncle in the family greenhouse. He later said, "They were to me, I realize now, both heaven and hell, a kind of tropics created in the savage climate of Michigan, where austere German-Americans turned their love of order and their terrifying efficiency into something beautiful." It's the birthday of novelist Robert Ludlum, 1927, New York City, who wrote paranoia thrillers, best known for The Bourne Identity, 1980. Ludlum started out as an actor and producer, didn't turn to writing until later in life. He said, "I get annoyed when a self-indulgent writer just shows off what he knows but doesn't really tell a story. To me, storytelling is first a craft. Then, if you're lucky, it becomes an art form. But first, it's got to be a craft. You've got to have a beginning, middle, and end." It's the birthday of the writer who said, "Live in the sunshine, swim the sea, drink the wild air. Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm." Ralph Waldo Emerson, born Boston, 1803, came from a family of Unitarian ministers, went off to Harvard Divinity School, was ordained, got married, he was happy, became senior pastor of a Unitarian church in Boston, and 2 years after he got married, his wife Ellen died of tuberculosis at the age of 19. Emerson was devastated, began to have doubts about the church, took a leave of absence, went on vacation in the mountains of New Hampshire, and by the time he returned, he decided to resign. Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said, "Finish every day and be done with it. You have done what you could. Some blunders and absurdities no doubt crept in. Forget them as soon as you can. Tomorrow is a new day. You shall begin it serenely and with too high a spirit to be encumbered with your old nonsense." Here's a poem for today by Mary Carr. For a dying tomcat who's relinquished his former hissing and predatory nature. I remember the long orange carp you once scooped from the neighbor's pond, bounding beyond her swung broom across summer lawns to lay the fish on my stoop. Thanks for that. I'm not one to whom offerings often get made. You let me feel how Christ might, when I kneel weeping in the dark over the usual maladies, love and its lack. Only in tears do I speak directly to him, and with such conviction. And only once you grew frail did you finally slacken into me, dozing against my ribs like a child. You gave up the predatory flinch that snapped the necks of so many birds and slow-moving rodents. Now your once powerful jaw is malformed by black malignancies. It hurts to eat. So you surrender in the way I pray for. Lord, before my own death, let me learn from this animal's deep release into my arms. Let me cease to fear the embrace that seeks to still me." A poem by Mary Carr. For a dying tomcat who's relinquished his former hissing and predatory nature. From her collection, Sinners Welcome, published by HarperCollins and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering writing about finances, food, art, wine, and culture from around the world. More at wsj.com/celebrateweekend. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Teresa Burgess. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.